Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Hey, kia ora te whānau, Tobias Tahi here. What a massive show today's one was, and you are here now tuned into the replay from the 8th of August 2024. Today's show had music from Pink Floyd, Eminem, Cat Stevens, Joy to May, Uncle Bob, Tupac, Trevor Hall, Marvin Gaye, and more. There's something in there for everybody. We don't have full replays of my show up for permanent downloads, so to catch all of the music, make sure you catch the Truth Speaker Music Show live and direct, 1 p.m. Monday, 1 p.m. Thursday, or 10 p.m. replay on both of those days, and again over the weekend. Check out our website, www.realitycheck.more, for more information about the Truth Speaker Show.
You're listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want...
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. Here, the truth is here. I want.
Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
There's a line in that song that says, remember when you're praising the butterfly, don't ever disrespect the caterpillar. This is a perfect example of, within this journey of truth, freedom, politics, exposing agendas, don't ever look down on someone who is yet to still learn what you have, or is yet to even try. Because you may think you're some enlightened butterfly who is superior to the so-called normies, just because you have come to learn a thing or two recently, but you were once a caterpillar too. You were once yet to grow your wings and fly also. So let's shift away from that egoic division of superiority complex that you are better than someone who is yet to walk that journey of truth. We are there to help them walk through, not look down on them. And with that being said, welcome to the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is Tobias Tahi, and I have a massive announcement to make, and you will need to find me on socials to not miss this one. I'm very close to releasing my first video in a new series called Cul-de-sac Corridor, in which I travel to different cul-de-sacs in different communities around the country and talk to men and women who have come from troubled backgrounds, broken homes, the struggle, as some would put it, who are now fathers, mothers, and have broken away from these generational patterns, or are at least trying to, in order to raise powerful children in a crazy world, and they tell me their story. Their life story, and honestly, some of them are mind-blowing. This first episode is going to be crazy. So make sure to catch that first episode in this powerful, eye-opening series. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, Tobias Tahi. Running with a bit of a theme on today's show, and that is our children, our tamariki, the future. Everything we do has to be and must be for them. From inner work, breaking generational cycles, and raising them outside of what society claims as normal, all the way through to exposing agendas and evils of the world. Everything we do is for them. There is no other reason. I personally think, and aroha mai if I am wrong here, but the majority of the RCR demographic are generations above mine, have adult children. So it is difficult for us to relate on the direct needs and pathway to make a change. Because for myself, I'm a new father. My son is 2 and my daughter is due, let me check my watch, any minute now. So my perspective of what must happen today and my direct priority and needs are vastly different from yours. Maybe if you're a grandparent, yours might be similar, as your grandchildren are growing up in the same reality as my children. But my point is, a lot of those songs that I just played were from back in the day. Songs that I grew up listening to through my elders and were about my generation. They were my older generation being told to do something, otherwise the children of then would grow up having to. And here we are. I am the generation those songs were speaking about, so now it is on my generation to make a change so our children don't have to clean up the mess we leave them. And the way we do that, because things are so far gone, is raise them right. Raise them differently. Raise them outside of the social standards and normal, apparent normal, which is so abnormal. Raise them outside of the education indoctrination system until that is changed and fixed. Raise them unvaxxed. Raise them away from devices, away from processed foods, away from sugars and what is labeled treats when it's actually toxic to a child's development. I mean, how can a treat be something that is poisonous to them and their development? I mean, we give them these apparent treats because everyone else does it and you don't want them to miss out, which is such a perfect example of being indoctrinated into social norms and just doing it because everyone else does. But that goes right across the board, and the treats is a good example. My son is 2 and has never once sat in front of the TV. Never once being given a device to babysit him to give us a so-called break. Has never had a lolly, never had cakes, never had sweets or treats. Is not immunized, is not being handed off to daycare to give us another apparent break, or so both parents can go to work so the system can not only start to shape and raise our children, but also so the system can collect 2 taxes. We go with what society would see as less, when in reality, our children have so much more. They have us. They have a stable home filled with love, present parents. So what they trick you into being social standards as less or unsuccessful, our children have more. And we are daily playing an active role in raising them outside of society's apparent normal. All while trying to make a change in this world, which goes hand in hand with raising them right. And all of this is paying off. At 2, my son reads books, has the vocabulary of a 4-year-old, and is not having massive sugar highs, lows, or device-inflicted dopamine hits, which I'm going to touch more on devices later in the show because I have a theory of what that is doing to our tamariki. We have to raise these children differently and relevant to this world. As much as I'm trying to push back against the agendas and remove these indoctrinating agendas, I'm raising my children outside of them, aware of them, and raising them different to what the agendas want society and want parents to be doing today. We can't keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to speak on devices and what I feel not only devices but cartoons and TV is doing to the developing mind of a child and why my son has never sat with a device to keep him occupied, and the same goes with TV, and I mean never. The stimulation a child gets from what they watch on devices, from games, from cartoons and TVs these days is a constant flicking stimulation. The graphics quality of cartoons are the constant flickering stimulation which causes a dopamine release. It's similar to adults and pokey machines. That constant attention grabbing excitement. Some of these cartoons and games are so realistic, so stimulating and hold such massive dopamine hits that it causes the real, natural world to be boring to children who spend a lot of time in front of screens. They aren't receiving the same hit, the same stimulation, the same mental stimulation from the natural outside world. It just doesn't give them that same hit. And that's the trap. That's how they create screen addicts who are then detached from the natural energy of life, detached from God, detached from themselves, and don't hold a true appreciation of the beauty of the world we live in, which is the seed planter for what has been labeled depression. And then there is also the dopamine crashes, the mood swings and tantrums when they don't get their device hit, which then creates a break in relationship and communication between parent and child. This is all by design. This is a form of control because within these cartoons and overstimulating screen times comes subconscious seed planting manipulation, MKUltra, which is how the system gets its dirty little claws into the minds of the children. My perspective is the dopamine hit and stimulation children are getting from these devices and screens can't be matched by the real natural world, which causes them to show no interest in it, disconnect from the natural, and become device addicted NPCs and products of the digital age, easily controlled and manipulated. I don't know what age my son will ever watch a device, but right now, his 2-year-old tantrums, which are barely nothing, come when he can't go outside, when he isn't allowed to go to the beach, when he can't go play in the mud. If he can't go outside, he isn't happy. This is one element of not conforming to society's normal and ensuring we aren't raising little addicts from birth. Life isn't all flowers and roses, and there's still a cold reality for a lot of children in this nation, and it is the responsibility of the parent to break those cycles. But unfortunately, many aren't, and the craziness of the world that we live in is messing up adults with a domino effect pushed onto the children, the future. So those last few songs were to reflect that fact. Quick reminder, my new series, Cul-de-sac Corridor, is about to go live with the first episode. This is a series in which I speak with and open space for men and women who have walked a path that hasn't always been the best, raised in environments that weren't always healthy, who are now parents breaking or trying to break generational cycles in order to be powerful parents raising powerful children. Facebook is where the first episode will drop, and then I'll trickle over to my other socials, YouTube, Instagram. So find me, Tobias Tahi, to catch the first episode. And that's the Truth Speaker Music Show for your Thursday Arvo here on RCR. My name is Tobias Tahi. I'll be back on Monday. But until then, remember to love each other and never trust the government.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi. Right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR. Your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We need to be being resilient, we need to be being strong. We need to be together discussing the big ideas, the ideas that the mainstream media not only don't talk about, but openly dismiss and then attack anyone that does talk about them.
Simply that we believe something because it's been a tradition doesn't actually make it true. We can look in the past and see what happens when belief is prioritized over discussion and seeking, if you will, a foundation for truth.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uni party. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports.
All of these people who say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't mean I've studied what is being suggested here. I think on the balance of probabilities, it's not likely. What they mean is, I'm scared of even thinking what would be if that were to be the case.
Where were the real men in all of this? Why weren't they standing up? Why weren't they protecting these principles? Where were they?
You look at them up there with their word salad, hitting all of the buzzwords that they like to talk, but they've got this like crazy eyes look, and you just sit there thinking, you're putting the mental into environmental in a big way here.
This is only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. This is the start of something new in New Zealand media. I would not be allowed to do this on any other platform. You would not be allowed to hear these conversations anywhere else in New Zealand media. Only on RCR.